在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
In the early morning hours, gunmen attacked the city of Uvira on Lake Tanganyika near Congo's border with Burundi. The attackers raided a jail in the town, freeing nearly all of the more than 100 prisoners. Clashes with government forces left at least 9 dead, including 6 attackers and 2 soldiers. The situation had reportedly returned to calm by the afternoon. The governor of South Kivu province, Louis Muderwa, said the attackers belonged to different armed groups operating in the region.
Ils ont eu comme objectif, semble-t-il, d'aller libérer les leurs dans la prison centrale.
He said the attackers' objective appeared to be to free members of their groups from the prison in Uvira, and that members of the National Liberation Forces, a Burundian rebel group, were involved in the assault. He said that 4 Burundian citizens were captured. The UN-backed Radio Okapi also reported that members of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, or FDLR, a Rwandan Hutu militia, were also involved in the attack. Congolese soldiers have been pursuing the FDLR since mid-January. The initial operation was led by Rwandan troops, who left the country at the end of February. On Thursday, as the UN Security Council was set to discuss the instability in eastern Congo, the New York-based organization Human Rights Watch said that both rebels and government soldiers have targeted civilians during the operation. Researcher Annika van Woudenberg spoke to VOA from London.
We now know that at least 180 civilians have been killed, most of them by the Rwandan Hutu militias, but also that Congolese army soldiers are themselves, as part of looting sprees, killing people and raping a lot of women.
The Congolese military is planning a renewed offensive against the FDLR, which, according to Human Rights Watch, has regained much of the ground it lost during the Rwandan operation.
Now, we know that the Congolese army is gearing up for the next phase of its military operation, but they are sending their troops to the front lines without salary payments, without logistical support, without food, and we are deeply concerned about what that will mean for local populations and what is being done to ensure that the people are protected as part of these military operations and not being targeted.
The UN peacekeeping force plans to support the upcoming offensive. Human Rights Watch called for the UN to increase its efforts to ensure that civilians are not targeted in operations with UN involvement. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.